You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Music scene, man. Like you said, like you didn't like how like it was going back then, like in the... It's waving right now. Like, how do you feel like y'all musical craft or you know what I'm saying, y'all verbiage that y'all talking on these beats fit into the Milwaukee craft right now?
Yeah. You're rocking with Sir Quentin Best.
Check it out now.
Of the best entertainment. Shut up and hustle.
Best of the Best Entertainment presents your feature presentation. What up, Milwaukee?
Yo, what's going down? It's your boy, Sir Quinn from Best of the Best Entertainment, where we keep our eyes and our ears open for local, global, up-and-coming and established artists. Today, we got a familiar face and a special guest, man. Thanks for coming to the show, gentlemen.
You already know.
Formally introduce yourself. I don't know which way we could go this way.
Hey, man, you know, it's Black Shife, you know, whatever it takes. That right, Black Brother in this beat.
Yes, Lord.
Look, L.A., by the way, also known as Ron Mays, Young L.A., all that good stuff, man. You already know.
So how y'all feeling today, man?
Hey, we good. We on this one,
man. Best of the best. Y'all on this bitch, man. So this is a familiar face, ladies and gentlemen, man. Absolutely. He was on the show, man. We had pop-up visits and all kind of craziness going on while this man here, man.
I told you I had to pull back up on this motherfucker. Yeah, man. I couldn't pull up by myself, man.
Yeah, you good know. To see you too, sure. Man.
Likewise, tracks, man.
You in good spirits. Seen him last night at Jam Fest, man. It was
crazy, man. Shout out to Jam Fest.
I hate I missed it. Shout out to Jam Fest.
Y'all did y'all thing up in there, man. It was lit. It was a lot of people
in that boy, too, man.
Yes, sir.
Man, it was a family reunion in that bitch, man.
A lot of people on there, a lot of artists on their grind. Good job for the city.
Yes, Lord, man. So, man, the man of the hour, man. Like, man, you got a lot going on, but let's talk about you, man. So, like, how you feeling, man? What's going on, man? You got a lot going on. I've been seeing you everywhere, man.
I'm just ready to get to it this year. You know what I'm saying? December to pretty much spring, going into summer is a hiatus for me. As much of a hiatus as I can get.
Right.
But, yeah, we getting ready to get back out here. I was just pulling up today, and, like, the weather, like, I'm going to have to get out here today, man. It's warm.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to pull up and make sure everybody good.
So. Yeah, thanks for pulling up the best of the best first, man. You know it's supposed to be an eclipse today and all kind of carrying on.
I have to see that.
Yeah, facts.
I have to see that.
Facts, man.
Don't look into it either. Let me say, don't look into the eclipse.
One time I'm turning to a demon out here. Everybody in damn eclipse. Turn your phone off. Turn your blanket down. All of the, come on, man.
I've never done it, you know. But I'm known for getting information, and the information I got a long time ago. Don't look into it because of the mess. It's something with your retina or something. I'm not trying.
They tell us that about the sun too.
Yeah, that's the regular sun.
I'm not looking up there either.
Man, they open up the eye, man. So, gentlemen, how this link up happened, man? Like this is crazy right here, man.
Hey, man. I mean,
you say, hey, man. Man.
Happenstance, man. We happen to run into each other. You know what I'm saying? You know, we linked on some community shit. You know what I'm saying? I pulled up for an issue, man, with you know some young people. You know, bro was part of the situation. So we briefly kind of linked there. And then we ran back into each other at battle rap event, I believe. And then from there, like, you know, just kind of been tossing, you know, back and forth different resources, trying to build on something, you know what I'm saying? And I mean, it just made sense musically, man, from there. So,
right. Absolutely. So both of you gentlemen are a man of many hats, but I know for sure, man, you a man of many hats because I seen you at the battle rap events. Mm-hmm. First, I seen you on a political stance on the front line. You feel what I'm saying? That's where I recall seeing you. So like, how do you feel about the music that's going on in Milwaukee right now? This wave, like, it's crazy
right now. The only thing is there's not, the balance of representation ain't where it should be.
Talk to me.
You know what I'm saying? Milwaukee is still kind of like whatever is the cool thing, they just gonna ride and support that. But that, man, right now is the only time, man, like in probably in the last maybe 2, 3, 4 years, I say. Prior to that, I hated Milwaukee music. It all sounded the same. It all was like localized. So I'm like, we not, this ain't gonna translate to the world. You know what I'm saying? But now, man, I go out and hear these artists. Everybody sound good. People actually talking about, shit in they music. Right. You got substance. It's actually good. You know what I'm saying? So people got their own identity. So we in a good space and we growing. You know what I'm saying? We got a lot more work to do, though.
Facts. So you in the lab, too, man. You dropping projects, too,
man,
huh?
Listen, man, I just dropped 2 albums in March over my birthday weekend. It was supposed to be 3, man. My little brother, man, Free Defoe, man. If he would have been out, man, I'd have dropped 3 projects over that weekend because me and him worked on one. But, yeah, I'm in the mode of because I'm kind of behind, bro. I've been doing this a long time, but I've really been playing with it.
Right.
I ain't been dropping albums. I just been dropping, putting material out here or there, playing with it. I had a couple situations back when I was younger, but I didn't take it serious. And with all this Diddy stuff going on, bro, that's one of the reasons why I was not in a rush to go.
It gotta feel good.
Like, I don't want to deal with that.
So you on a project, bro?
Yeah, I'm definitely on the project.
All over the project.
All over it.
Yeah, and it's interesting because I wasn't aware of the musical side outside of the battle rap with him. And he ended up sending me some and blew me away. I said, yeah, I got to have some of this because, my type of music, I like lyrical, I like substance. And when he sent it, it was something different from my ears from the city. And He was generous with, with his people be holding their passion to their chest, they should, but when he allowed me to be a part of it, I'm like, man, let's go. What we playing for? Like, we finna hit the gas. We hitting the gas. It's just, ain't no way around it. You know what I mean?
Yes, Lord.
And you got to take advantage of your opportunities. And
this, this like music scene, man, like you said, like you didn't like how like it was going back then, like, and it's waving right now. Like, how do you feel like y'all musical craft or you know what I'm saying, y'all verbiage, that y'all talking on these beats fit into the Milwaukee craft right now?
I mean, I don't know how you feel, but I feel like I said, man, once that conversion happened where people open their ears and give everybody an opportunity, like, our music is undeniable, bro.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And not just in the city. It's people that look at our music. I did a year tour in Mississippi and was blazing. You know what I'm saying? We had a situation that could have happened off that that I kind of fucked off myself, but every opportunity I've got, bro, if I really focused on it, like, there's always been somebody like, hey, you ain't got no album or nothing, but I hear this, like, hey, we'll pick you up. You know what I'm saying?
Jeez.
So it's just Milwaukee don't have that. I found that to be in other places, but we just got to get it here, man. And like I said, it's undeniable. People listen to it. They got to watch the back door video.
Right.
So even the videos that's finna drop, bro, it's going to be everybody dropping videos, but this stuff going to, like, be deep. You know what I'm saying?
I kind of be back and forth on that, like, we need structure and the independent. So, like are you going more towards, like, we need structure, we need, like, a home for Milwaukee music, like, where it's represented all out of one, like, you know what I'm saying, like P. Diddy or Dr. Dre or, you know what I'm saying? Or do you think that the independent is the wave right now?
I hear, I know Tony Neal got, like, a history here. And certain artists and, certain people, it's just like and it's the same thing, whoever's popular. And I get that that's a good business deal. You know what I'm saying? For whoever popping, you pick them up. Right. But it used to be, if a motherfucker was talented and you walked in a radio station, they're like, hey,
absolutely.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
If your shit was fire, you know what I'm saying? Or whatever. And DJ, fucked with it, they would play your shit. You know what I'm saying? But we just don't have the structure or setup that Atlanta or Cali or New York or something like that guy. But we need to establish, and that's why, like, the unity is important here, because if we form Voltron, like, it'll help everybody.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I feel like we're making that chain link from the old Milwaukee to the new Milwaukee. Everybody's hip to the new Milwaukee, but we haven't forgot about the old Milwaukee music. You know what I mean? So making that chain link. And I feel like personally this is the new Atlanta. And If people are familiar with Outkast, they went to the Source Awards, if I'm not mistaken, and they won the best group of that year, the best rap group of that year, and they got booed. And Andre 3000 told them, the South got something to say. Yeah. And from then on, it was so many different genres of music and calibers of individuals in music coming out of Atlanta, and it's the same thing that's happening for me.
Yeah, not to keep on gassing this, man, but they Minnesota booed us, man. They like how they how we get on before they got on. Like, so like I get that comparison, man. So you think Milwaukee finally getting that recognition that we deserve?
Oh yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I think it's overdue.
Yeah, and it's a little hate too though, because of we usually behind. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And the thing is, Milwaukee is usually ahead of the curve. We just so iffy about being a first or stepping out on faith. Mm. And then we I've seen plenty of people come up with some fire or original, and then they don't do shit with it. And then 5-10 years later, somebody else do it. And then here we come like, oh, I had that first.
Yeah, fact.
No, you should have did it when you had it. You know what I'm saying?
Fact.
So
I agree.
Milwaukee got kind of like a net, because people still don't understand like that we like a baby Chicago. They still like Wisconsin. Milwaukee is white people with beer and cheese.
Right.
So even in the disses and the music, they still saying this stuff. But once they really see what Milwaukee like, they're like, oh, okay, we get it now. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So.
What kind of flavor this album bringing to the table? Like, what, like, talk to me. We're going to talk about that right after this commercial break. Y'all stay tuned in. Yeah.
Top 5 Dead or Alive presents to you Smoking Sessions 420 Cypher Showdown. Make sure you don't miss this one as Dennis Welch and his Top 5 battles it out with Sir Quentin and his Top 5 rappers. Be at Black Ink Milwaukee April 20th, 2024 as Team Calhoun battles it out against Team Ye Yola. Who will win?
Hey yo, this is Top 5 Dead or Alive, September 20th. Man, you can come to much better. Get y'all tickets. It'll be $20 if you get them from me or my boy Sin. Or you can wait till the day of the event and it's $30 at the door. But we got a dope cypher. We got Top 5 Dead or Alive versus my boy Sir Quentin team. See y'all on April 20th.
Yo, in case y'all just now tuning in, we kicking it with
Black Shire.
Yeah, who?
LA, by the way.
Yes, Lord, man. Make sure you're talking to the mic a little so we can hear you. So, what kind of flavor, like, what are y'all bringing to the table with this Milwaukee sound, man?
It's different. Yeah. It's soothing. You know what I mean, to the soul, and I don't mean like on some blues type. I mean, like if you was missing something, if you just prepared a meal and you like, hey, taste this, and it's just missing. What is it?
That Lowry's.
Right. You know what I mean? It might be a little pinch of Lowry's or a little anything. You know what I mean? I feel like we putting what we've been missing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We shout out to the young guys, you know what I mean, and the older guys that's doing it, but we just bring what's missing.
Right.
You know what I mean? Those people that's like, ah, that's not our music over there, what they're doing, well, this is.
Right. Mm-hmm.
This is for you.
Right.
You know what I mean? On every level.
Yeah, we was get your input on that too, man.
I mean, you know, I definitely know that my shit is a little different. Like I said, I make a lot of concept music. I make music about a lot of subjects, you know what I'm saying? And then, like, I think the merger of the different sounds too is some people. It's like, and speaking of the Minnesota, like, we just toast Chicago up.
Just toast Chicago right up.
When was that? Like, Saturday?
Yeah.
Man.
What you mean? Y'all stepped over the border, man?
We had a verses up with them Saturday night. Shout out to Shay the Boo and all them. Yeah, man.
Oh, wow. I seen the flyer, man. Shout out Shay the Boo. What up?
Hey, listen. So. You know, and we surprised them. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, oh, okay. Yeah,
what you mean it. Y'all told them what? Like, what happened,
hey,
man?
Hey, the score, I don't know what the score was. We was up when we left that motherfucker,
yeah, we was
man.
Up, definitely.
We was up. We had a couple times.
He got his shit on.
But, yeah.
It was dangerous like that, man.
We go and we do work.
Wow, man.
Ain't too much you can do. It's like fighting somebody with 4 firearms. You know what I mean?
He brought the Mortal Kombat on us. Y'all finished them. Y'all finished them. Oh, my God.
They did their thing. You know what I mean? No knock to them. You know what I mean? It was all fun. It was a good time.
Yeah.
But, you know, a win is a win.
Yeah, facts. Mm-hmm. And I was having that conversation with somebody, and I was like, man, like, I'm not with the, you know, targeting people, like, from other states, because, like, you might go out of town and might need them or whatever. Mm-hmm. But the competitive nature of Milwaukee is mm-hmm. like something serious, man. Like, for real. Like, we in this for the dud. We ain't taking no L's.
That's
man.
Why I count, too, like, structure-wise, who's putting it together. Because it, mm. it might even start out on some shots fired shit, but that energy get turned into more friendly competition.
Yeah,
you know
yeah, yeah.
Because again, like the aim is to be global. The aim is to have your music wanted mm. and heard, you know what I'm saying, outside of this motherfucker. You
right.
know what I'm saying? So it, we ain't trying to really go, you know what I'm saying, kill their ass and no shit like that. We
nah, just, for real.
We want to put the world on notice, man. Milwaukee is bigger than what y'all see. You know what Facts. I'm saying? We got that fire here. You know what I mean?
Facts.
Absolutely.
And we was talking about, talking behind the scenes of how y'all linked up. And I think it's important to talk about mental health right now, especially amongst us men, like iron sharpening iron, man. So, like, can you please tell Best of the Best, like, how this link up happened? Like, how y'all, you know what I'm saying?
Well, I'm a mental health advocate. You know, yeah. I'm a youth football coach. Actually, we had, our football team had got kicked out of the league. And L.A., he showed up and went to bat for us. One of the he was one of the individuals that showed up.
Man, he everywhere. And, like,
he showed up, did his thing. He was going for it. You know what I mean?
Right.
He was on the side of right. You know what I mean?
Jeez.
And then I was in the battle rap. You know what I mean? Shout out Black Ice Cartel. They gave me an opportunity.
Shout out Black Ice.
No, yeah. Black Ice.
And we got familiar there. And then at another battle rap event, I'm like, man, what? And I had to get in. You always here. What's yeah, up? What yeah. you doing? Man, you know it. Then I got the research in this battle rap. You know what I mean? Then we was on a phone number exchange basis, and it went from there. Yeah. You know what I mean? What you got going? Because I'm already into the community. He's into the community. He's yeah. somebody to
yeah,
know.
He outside.
You know what I mean? Fact. I'm going to give him his flowers right here. He's somebody to know.
Fact.
He does great. Like everybody, we have our checker pass, and he 360 that joint.
Ooh.
And he doing his thing. So I wanted to be a part of that. You
yeah.
know what I mean? It was me that wanted to be a part of that. And he was with it. He was open arms. You know what I mean? I'm sure he did a background check on me to make sure.
For
sure.
You know,
oh, he did? I got energy
yeah,
every day.
Energy, bro.
I got to help people every day. You know,
that's right.
I'm
that's right.
Moving, so I give everybody an opportunity.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Cause you was at the Black Ice event when old boy slapped old boy, wasn't you?
Listen, man.
I got footage. I ain't gonna talk. About
yeah, you got the footage. We gotta talk about that because that was my dog off the H's, bro. Oh, I was like, bro, I told him I'm gonna get that footage, man.
Nah,
so. You can't give it to me.
He hit me up where I'm like, you know, I was gonna just. I can't risk, you know what I'm saying. Black Ice has stellar. You know what I'm saying. So,
yeah, absolutely.
You know what I'm saying. We want people to feel like. You know, situation. You know what I'm saying everybody good when they come here. So
yeah, facts.
I just don't want
to. No, yeah, that's yeah, yeah, the, yeah. To tarnish the brand, like right. yeah, points right here.
It could go beyond where, however, it got left. You
yeah,
know
yeah.
So just, I just had to make an OG call.
Yeah, I see. I got the footage of them hashing it out, though, man. See what I'm saying? Like, hey, see, we gotta talk about
imagine
it.
Imagine if they come back up, though.
Yeah. And it's politics too, man.
Yeah,
it's crazy, man.
And Black Ice and them stand on business.
Yeah,
so
she on that, bro. 10 toes. Like, yeah, shout out Black Ice.
That's a needed relationship for individuals who know what they know. Like, she is a good person to know.
No,
even outside of battle rap.
Straight up. Bro, I got to on Best of the Best. I got to. So, like, what's the motivation, though, like to keeping this pushing, you know what I'm saying, with the music, man? Because, like,
music was where I started at before any
Jeez.
Of the
trend.
And I was
that's merch right there.
I was doing tours. I was writing for people. It just was my thing. You know what I'm saying? I did a lot of stuff, man. And the thing is, like with me, people know me for a bunch of different stuff, depending on what they know me from. I might have did Half the City tattoos back when I was in my early 20s.
Come on, man. Like, how many hats you wear, bro? God, you know, damn.
Or I used to be a cameraman. Like, I used to be the nigga filming all the fights, you know what I'm saying, and going viral. Shit, I was on True TV, all kind of shit, bro. Like, people know me from different shit, you know what I'm saying? So, depending on what name you may hear somebody call me, they may know me for something different, whether it's the streets, whether it's the tattoos, you know what I'm saying, whether it's for being on World Star, like, all this different shit. So, music is where it began, and I kind of put that on the back burner to do this community mm-hmm. shit. It wasn't even intentional. Most of the shit I end up doing, I ain't even intending to
do
it.
It sounded to me like you go straight for a straight shot to everything that you
it just take off. So, you know what I mean? That's usually how I get stuck. So, you know, niggas getting older, man, and you know, I still have this in me. And that when you mentioned mental health, this is part of my mental health. This is one of my outlets. So all the experiences, all the shit I absorb, all the shit I go through is transferring to the music. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So that's
you'd be surprised how many people you help like with a song too, yeah. Man. That's crazy.
And speaking
people
know- of, hey man, mental health is important, man. If you especially know somebody struggling, hey, check in with them because yeah. You never know what the next minute will bring. Check in. Mental health is important and it's real. And I'm an advocate. And I support it all day. Yeah,
facts.
For sure.
Facts, man.
That's real shit.
Facts. But, man, we kicking it with
Black Shy. You better know it. That right?
LA, by the way.
So I need three words. So this project, man, I need three words to describe this project. Man.
Ooh, which project we talking about, though?
Hold on, how many y'all got?
I'm dropping one at the end of the month.
Wait. Hold on. Slow down. Hold on. What?
I got an R&B project and a rap album.
Yeah, so. formally introduce them there, man. Go ahead, take the floor.
Pick up that the Afterset 2.0 Reloaded. You know what I'm saying? That's the R&B album. I'm going to be honest with y'all.
Hold on. Before you, I said three words and y'all just named three albums. That was fire, though. No, that was fire. But continue. I just had to think about it. That's the three words. That's it right there. Yeah.
And then the other one is the rain. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And meaning the rain, like raining over, not rain like it's raining outside. But I'm going to be honest with y'all. After set two, I prefer after set one. You know what I'm saying? And just because, and I'm be real as an artist, After Set 2 was kind of like a compilation of songs that I had at the time. Mm. After Set 1 was very intentional. So you will see the difference in the music and the songs. But yeah, bro, like.
I'm rooting for After Set 2. After Set 1, yeah, good, though.
But yeah, they both fire, but.
Why the name?
Personal preference. I used to do this. A lot of people know me for going live and ranting. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But then what I used to also do. You know what I'm saying? Is a lot of people, you know what I'm saying, help me out. They give me donations and stuff like that. I don't like taking stuff from people for free.
Yeah.
So what I did was I used to like 9, 10, 11, 12 o'clock at night, I used to hop on my live and do my music. Mm. So they called it like Activists After Dark type shit. So I kind of went with that concept of like, okay, I'm taking off my community cape and now I'm back on my
you talking about shit horses. Yeah.
It's more along that line with the intention of the name.
That's dope man. And then the third project,
oh man, listen, before I even go to the next one, make sure y'all go cop Black Man. That EP is still out, you know what I mean, support it.
Yes, Lord.
And then end of the month drop it, Activated, and we got Big Kato on deck. We gonna
Nice, that's man's back behind the gun. Can't do the shut up and hustle on me, bro. You can't do it on me.
We got back. But go get them three. I mean, we Activated drop at the end of the month. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So be looking out for it.
Yeah, I definitely got to get them, man. Y'all, man, it's on Spotify. It's dropped already and all this. It's green light.
Yes,
yep. Yeah, facts.
We got, hold on. Well, L.A. felt it was necessary. He wouldn't drop two singles that ain't on no album. He dropped Talk Bad and Ops Mad. So make sure y'all go cop them singles on top of those tapes. So, yeah.
But that's a preview, though, because we was talking about doing a joint, you know what I'm saying, project, too.
So those will be previews
for our, you know what I'm saying. He, like two or three songs on the album on Rain, but. Yeah.
Shout out y'all engineer, too, bro. Who y'all engineer?
Ready for a career in behavioral health? Earn your online degree at Herzing University. Choose from health and human services, psychology, or social work programs. Gain the skills to work, coordinate, and manage nonprofits. Secure a bachelor's in psychology to study mental health or advance your social work career through our online Masters of Social Work. Let us help you become a social change agent. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Text HEALTH to 85109. That's HEALTH to 85109. Or visit herzing.edu.
Meech, man.
Shout out Meech, man. What up, boy? Yeah.
We got Meech on a song, too, bro. That song is so fire.
Look up Ops Mad. Visual coming soon.
This is crazy, bro. Yeah. The culture.
I had no idea the man even got down like that.
Oh, yeah. What?
Man, these.
What?
You didn't hear that championship summer?
I didn't even listen. I live around. Two blocks over from the man. Never knew he was over there. What? And I was searching for for an engineer in the lab. You know what I'm saying? Mm. So this man hooked me up.
That's how. Yes, I forgot about that. He hit me like, dog, you got an edge. I said, yeah. Let me. He's like, okay, cool.
This culture is crazy, man.
That's the thing that we own that. Togetherness, Milwaukee. We can't do this by ourselves.
No, straight
we
up.
Can't. That's what got us just surpassing a lot. Even with Big Frank, JP, or they together. That togetherness. Yeah. You know, we can cut off more heads when we together, man.
Yeah, facts, man. Sometimes we kicking it with, man, LA and Black Shark, man. We got the word segment coming right after this commercial break. Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are now available on Roku TV. Again, we are pleased to announce that we are on the A&R app on Roku TV. Make sure y'all go support. It's spelled T-H-E, capital A, lowercase A-N-D, uppercase R, no spaces. Please go check that out. Again, it's capital T, lowercase H-E, uppercase A, lowercase A-N-D, uppercase R, no spaces. The A&R, all one word. Thank you for y'all support. Go check that out. Yeah.
Of the best entertainment. Shut up and hustle.
Yo, in case y'all just now tapping in, man, we got our word segment, man, with LA, man. So what we do is we spin the wheel three times. Every time you land on a word, you tell me what you think about this word.
Okay, bet.
All right, let's get our first spin. We got the word art, ladies and gentlemen.
The word what?
Art.
Art. Oh, man. Art is life. You know what I'm saying? Art saves. There's just a couple of phrases from people I knew in the community who do it, but music is art. Art is art. You know what I'm saying? Like, everything come back to some type of art. So, and you know, art is good for mental health too. So,
throw that in there. Let's get that second spin. Art calling your name. Get a second, get another spin, man. The art is mental health is crazy. Like, we was kind of talking about that behind the scenes. All right, the word is money, ladies and gentlemen.
Money.
Talking to Mike on this one, man.
Money is necessary. You know what I'm saying? But you know, go get it. Don't let it make you. You know what I'm saying? All that good shit, because money is most definitely could be the root of all evil. You know what I'm saying? It could help with your problems. It ain't gonna fix them. You know what I'm saying? As they say, more money, more problems. But we need it, and you know what I mean? Go get it.
Yeah. All right, let's get that third spin. I rocks with that spin. Listen. Man, why you landing? This is the first time this happened, bro. Like, you spinning again. You laying no money again.
Hey, man, double up, man. Double up.
That's Nipsey said.
Come on, you land on art again. Let's get another spin.
That's a good one.
That's thing. A I mean, first. That's
coming to me or something.
Art equals money.
There we go.
There you go.
Balance.
Hustle.
And I said, my guy Nipsey name, you know what I'm saying?
You the epitome of hustle.
Man, hustle. Man,
man, listen.
Grind. You ain't going to get nowhere if you don't put the work in, you know what I'm saying? And now, whether that's in the streets, whether that's in with this music, you know, whether it's in the community, a lot of people want success and they want the recognition and everything right away, but it take work, it take hustle, it take grind.
Mm-hmm.
You got to be a motivated person. You got to be, you know what I'm saying? I like a person with drive. That's why I told this man, like, hey, I fucks with somebody who I ain't got to be on their ass. You know what I'm saying? When I already got a million things to do.
Yes, Lord.
You bust some moves and I ain't got to, you a micromanager, bro? Hey, I'm all for it, bro.
Yeah, facts. You know what I mean? Facts, man. That's the word segment, ladies and gentlemen. I gotta get you, my dog. Hold on. What am I doing?
Hey, man, H-Star was just calling me like, what's up with sir? He ain't even let you spin the wheel.
I'm tripping, man. All right, go try to cover up. All right, let's get that first spin, sir. Oh, man, this money for you.
Man, money. believe it or not, money is important, as LA said, but it ain't as important as you think. Relationships are a lot more important than money. I've gotten everywhere that I've gotten today, in the position that I am in today, by relationships. So money is important. Just don't let it take you over. Don't let it take you over. Don't feel like it's the way to get through the door, because it's not. You know what I mean? That's just what it means to me.
That sounds like a social capital, they call it.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Because, you know, you can have somebody at the door trying to get in with $10 million in their pocket, and I pull up with $2, and because my relationship good, I slide right in into VIP. Right. So money is important. It's just, it's not the driving force. It's not.
And it's iron sharpening iron today. Let's get that second spin, boy. Love. The word is love.
That's crazy. Love has got to be where I'm at today. Leading with love. You got to lead with love. You know?
Yeah.
And that's sometimes, to me, that looks like, you know what I mean, turning the other cheek. You know what I mean? Because some people don't love themselves. And you got to love them. You know what I mean? Like, I know what I'll do to you. If I'll do anything, you don't. So just because I love me and I love people, I don't want that to happen. It can fuck off both of us.
Yeah.
So the love for humanity, the love for what I got going on, the love for what the future could hold, hey, I'm going to go and go the other way.
Yeah.
And I catch you on the back end, and you never know. I've had individuals I show love to, and they wasn't in their right mind. Double back 6 months later, dog, my fault. I was tripping. Bro, I appreciate you. For not, I just had that happen to me the other day. You know what I mean? So love is important, man, because it's easy to not show love. The hardest shit is to show love, though. It's hard. And I got to, and go get purpose, man. Show love. Always show love. So, you know, just, that's, love is important, man. Yeah. And you ain't got to know nobody to love them.
Let's get that third spin, dog. You know
everybody.
Fashion.
Fashion.
You got the three P's on too right now, man.
Speaking of fashion,
yeah.
make sure y'all go tap in and read it again. Milwaukee Street Downtown, Broke Life. Them my partners, they fuck with the fashion.
Yeah.
They cut with the fashion. But fashion, you gotta look good, you gotta look the part.
Yeah.
You gotta look the part. Mm-hmm. You know, don't down nobody that ain't looking the part. Show some love, and may your love may help them look the part. You know what I mean? They motherfucker might not know nothing, but fashion is important. You got to be up on the latest fashion, and it don't mean you got to be flashy.
Yeah.
You feel me? You could throw the jogger on a nigga. Where you get that jogger from? This hoodie, this plain black and white hoodie.
Yeah.
I done had my, where you get that slick? And get the woot the wat the band. Shout out Brad Facts on the principal.
Shout out Brad Facts, boy.
Get y'all some of this, man.
Yeah.
For real. Them my partners, all three. So fashion is important, just like money, though. Don't let that break you. Don't let that do nothing.
Yeah.
Cause the best person in the room, Bill Gates, probably got on $26 worth of clothes. But that's fashionable to what he's doing.
Jeez.
He's a billionaire.
Jeez.
You know what I mean? So make sure you ain't letting these materialistic things cloud your judgment in your mind. But they important,
money, man. Sure. Man, both of y'all niggas talk like rappers, man. That's the word segment with LA and Black Stripe, motherfucker. So, what y'all got coming up, man? Like, what else y'all got going on, man?
Music.
It's like, all right, first of all, I got a question, man, because, all right, so you wearing all these hats, and you hear the term all the time, man, like you chase five rabbits, you ain't gonna catch none. Mm. But, like, you wearing all these hats, like you, politics, music, like, how do you feel about that? But additionally, you got the term, you know, you need five hustles to be a millionaire. You feel what I'm saying? So, like, how do you feel about, like, chasing all these, you know what I'm saying, all these avenues? You feel what I'm saying?
The crazy part is, you know, I always been a multitasking type of person.
Right.
And I know a lot of people, to be honest, like, that's not a thing everybody can do.
Right.
One of the things I hate about Milwaukee is most people now, I mean, they try to be everything. You want to be the hustler. You want to be the shooter. You want to be the pimp.
Yeah.
Like, you can't do all that, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
You do this.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you good at that. The rest of that, you just fucking off. But I've always been able to just float around and do whatever I, you know what I'm saying? Whatever I want to do, which is a blessing and a curse.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because I put more on my plate.
Yeah.
But if it wasn't for my situation, like, when I initially started out doing this, I got a lot of hate on myself. I put a huge target on my back.
Yeah.
That is the only reason why the money ain't came.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? It's blocked a lot of my blessings. You know what I'm saying? But it's going, you know, the situation that's going to dissipate, and I'm going to get everything I deserve.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I put the time, I put the money, I put the drive and all that into it. It's just, you know, that waiting game of waiting for it to bring the fruits.
Yeah. It's going to happen, man. Because, I'm a man. I do graphic design, videography, studio. I'm doing all this. And sometimes you get those slow states. But then when it pick up, your plate is full. And I had them days where I'm like, man, like, dude, my plate is so full right now. But additionally, man, it's going to happen, man. So, like, this music, man, let's get back to this music.
Before you, let me touch on that. You said five hustles. Yeah. But I kind of look at it different. It's the five streams of income.
Yes,
and sometimes, it's my opinion, sometimes income isn't just money. Income, is, like wealth, isn't just money. You know what I mean? I'm getting knowledge. If I'm getting fed knowledge, that's an income. That's a stream of income for me. You know what I mean? I'm getting paid. You're giving me something that I can use and pass on and generate. You know what I mean? So that's a stream of income.
On that one, yeah.
Don't take it in the physical all the time. You don't got to have five jobs.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because sitting down and talking to L.A., that's a job. Yeah. Because I may feel something different than what he's saying, but listening to him, that's a job.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It don't come easy to everybody. Yeah. Just like working don't come easy to everybody. So it's a stream of income. So don't take it in the literal all the time.
Damn. You know what I mean? That solidified it,
for
dog.
Sure.
That solidified it. That's what I was kind of looking for. Like, that's kind of what I wanted to, you know what I'm saying? Like, some kind of knowledge.
Knowledge is power.
Man,
knowledge is power. He got a lot of knowledge. I got a lot of knowledge. The individuals we around have a lot of knowledge, and we bouncing. And we're open-minded. You know what I mean? We're not shooting down each other's ideas.
Yeah.
We're trying to see, does that make sense? That's a possibility. What if we take that and switch that a little bit? Man, I ain't even see it like that.
Yeah.
But then what if we throw a on that?
Yeah.
And then now my idea then turned to his idea then turned to our idea.
Yeah.
See what I'm saying? It's just a little different.
It also has put me in a position too where, you know, like I said, I kind of am at a ceiling right now, but I've been in position to help other people, you know what I'm saying, elevate or even reach goals and get money. Like right now, we working on something for Juneteenth, man, that might be huge for some of our artists. Lock-ins, like I told bro about that, them opportunities where I can hit, you know, people 500, whatever the case may be, where I ain't making nothing out of it, but I can put you on, cause you know.
And that's important in our city because like I think we said previously, like people be holding their gems, they be holding they network, they don't want to share, you know what I'm saying? And that's huge that y'all are doing stuff like this.
That's what we grew up to.
Yeah.
The artists and the entrepreneurs before us, they didn't hold. This is all that Baby Drew told me. He said, I'm going to tell you what Pimp C told me. Man, this shit is for recycle. You use this shit over and over and over. Because I wanted to do one of his records. And he said, man, it's to be recycled, man. This is just keep doing it. It's for every generation. Because we only have so many thoughts. You ain't finna think of no new thoughts that somebody else ain't thought of.
Yeah, and they feel like you stole it. You know what I'm saying?
It's recycling. Recycling and togetherness, man.
Yeah.
You ain't stole nothing. What's up? We working together. I told him it was
crazy. That's crazy, man. You dropped a big name. Shout out Baby Drew, man.
Shout out Drew. Shout out Cuckoo.
So if y'all can remember, like, what was that artist that, like, made you start doing music?
Made me start. I got a crazy story of like how even, you know, my younger years is way different from most Milwaukee people. But I grew up in a house where they didn't let us listen to music.
Mm.
So when I finally got into music, it was Pac, Bone Thugs. That was my two. You know what I'm saying? That really got me into it. So yeah, that if we talking about originally,
Pac and Bone Thugs
was the first two I was
in. You made me think about that, son. Remember they collab, son? Oh my God. What was the name of that son? What was yours?
Nobody asked that question like that.
Yeah.
And that's interesting because I know who made me say this music is what I want to do, but the artist that struck it with music is Drew Hill.
Drew Hill,
dog.
Beauty is her name.
Dog.
Yeah. No, what's up?
Somebody sleeping in my bed.
Somebody sleeping out. Oh,
dog, because I knew the song and my sister, she said, I'll give you $5. Everybody was at the table for Thanksgiving. She said, I'll give you $5 if you sing that song. I said, $5.
He made his first money from his sister, dog, you know, make singing music.
Check it out. You know, it was really penny candy back then.
Yeah.
$5, I said. Somebody sleeping. I got that five.
Shout out to Penny Candy.
No. Shout out to my sister Shirai, man, for getting me together. And that just got me, you know what I mean, comfortable with singing around people. I was doing my singing
thing. And you got paid, too.
Man, and what the first time? They got my, they said, oh, you got a good voice. I'm just singing. She likes singing. Let me see.
See, man, that's how you know you destined. I was watching this podcast with Mario, man. Shout out R&B Money. But he said his mama made him get up and sing a song at the barbershop. And he said when he started singing, everybody started paying him money. His first time singing in front of people. And like, man, that man destined,
man. Shout out
Drew
Hill for giving me my first dollar.
Drew Facts. So, like, we talked about this briefly, but, like, what's the best part about being an artist, man? I kind of took it from you because, like, man, like, it's mental health, man. Like, because you got to get this off your chest. But, like, what's the best part?
Man, it's the craft of putting shit together, man. Like, being able to come up with the material, record it, get it how you want it. Like, the creative part of it, for me, is the best part. A lot of people don't believe me because of what all I do. But I'm actually an anti-social shy person. Like, I really don't even like the performing and the crowds and... I like the first half of it.
Likewise.
You,
know
what I'm saying? You like the creative process.
Yeah, all that. I be in my element. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, like that, again, mental health, that's that part of that flowing out and putting it together and building something and creating something. Yeah. Like, that's the intricate part that I like the most.
Beautiful, you know what I mean? Bro. Beautiful.
For me, it was until recently, it was... the expression of myself, being able to express myself in a way that I couldn't around individuals. But then it's still that, but it's the connection that I have with individuals after I put the song out and they can relate. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Somebody relating to a purpose or a journal entry or, you know what I mean? Or even a back door. You know what I mean? Just that connection. Like, man, I remember if I can get you to sit and reminisce off of a record that I've dropped, I've done my job. Yeah. Because I express myself wholeheartedly. And that means to me that you understand me if I can get through to you. You know what I mean?
And so, y'all collaborating, bro, which is crazy. Man, like, you got a hook or something like that, and you like, man, you got to come through and just show, like, my story on top of your story, man. Yeah. That's huge, man. Yeah. That's huge, man. So we kicking it with LA and Black Scythe, man. So what can we expect from y'all in the future, man? Like, we kind of briefly talked about that, but, like, what else y'all got on the flow, man?
Man, I'm finna dive in and work, get to work with Ray Shotted. I got a video package I'm doing with him. So,
shout out Ray Shotted.
We about to go heavy with these videos. Hopefully, man, we can get to this additional surprise project with me and bro. You know, that's kind of on the music side what I got coming up. And then, of course, new year, we finna get into this Tay Day celebrity basketball game and 3-on-3 tournament weekend, and then our gift drive. So
yeah
we got a jam-packed year this year.
Yeah, I'm a part of all of that, you know what I mean? For real, like, I don't even gotta reiterate that. I'm a part of that, you know what I mean?
Let's talk about this youth football too, man. Tay Day event.
Yeah, football's still there. He left out. We got movies.
Yeah, movies. No, yeah,
we
yeah,
doing movies. Yeah, yeah. More music. Might got a few commercials on the rise, you know what I mean? The football, for sure. I don't think that I'm gonna be as I was the last few years with the football, being that this part is more dominant, it demands more demanding, should I say, of time. But I'm definitely gonna be there. My kids love me. I love my kids. All
right.
You know, the lock-ins with bro. The Juneteenth, whatever has to do with the kids, for sure.
Jeez, bro, y'all the culture right now, man.
We like, all for us.
Thank y'all for coming to the show, too, man. Like, y'all the culture, man. Like, what are you talking
also,
about?
Also, like I said earlier, we got BK, though. He on deck, you know what I mean? Y'all just keep your eyes. You don't got to know who he is right now. Just keep your eyes open.
Yeah.
He going to pull up.
Yeah.
We working, man.
Yeah,
you can expect work from us.
Yeah.
We don't know exactly what it may look like, but it's going to be work and it's going
to
be us.
Nothing stagnant around this. We'll take this time to tell everybody where to find y'all at, too, man.
Hey, man. YUNGLABTW on social media. That's on. I got a Facebook page with that name, and I got a IG with that name. Or Von L. Mays, VAUNLMAYES on Facebook. You know, that is what it is. I mean,
Yeah, Black Shife on all social, Black Shife 414 on all social medias. BlackShife 414. Black Shife on all music platforms. And that's just what it is, man.
Give y'all shout outs, man. Give y'all ass with the shout outs, man.
Y'all go watch the Uh-Huh video and the Backdoor video. You know what I'm saying? Them two of the recent ones I dropped. We got a lot more coming. Shout out to Yuli. Shout out to QD.
Man, shout out Jay Love, man. Shout out Shauna P. Go check out the tribute video to Cuckoo Cow, Project Bitch. She made a cameo. Shout out to Shauna P. She did her thing last night on stage. I don't think she did too much rapping, but she was in there doing her thing with her people. Shout out to Jam Fest. Shout out to Hen Nation and Hollywood Nation, Entertainment for that. Shout out to Steve-O, Swift Sloan. Shout out to GB, Mr. Read It Again, you know what I mean? Go get some of them clothes. Shout out to Broke Life down there. Get y'all some clothes on Milwaukee Street. Shout out to my boy Brad Fax. Free my man's Big Money Mo, man. Free Sawbuck, you know what I mean? We out here.
Free D-Foe.
Shout out Jay Love. She doing her thing. Tap in.
Yeah, man. You already know what time it is, man. We kicking it with
Black Shife. That right,
man.
Hey, by the way.
Yes, sir, man.
Whatever it
y'all
takes,
make sure
buddy.
Y'all go tap in to bestofthebesttv.com. Also, this will be on Roku, the A&R app. Y'all make sure y'all tap into that. We syndicated iHeart. Y'all make sure y'all go download that, man. Like, don't just listen to it. Download it. iHeart, Pandora, any all your favorite podcast apps. Y'all make sure y'all download them. You know what I'm saying? Help brother out.
And shout out Best of the Best, man.
Man.
Shut up and hustle.
Yeah, you already know, man. Thank you for my ending, man. Yeah, shut up and hustle. Yeah.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.